Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, let's get an update on what's happening in Fort Gratiot Township. Fort Gratiot Township Clerk Bob Beekler with us. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like 2 years ago, every month when you came in, we talked about election stuff. Because
definitely,
as the township clerk, that's something that you're in charge of there. And we're ramping up for an August primary. It's going to be pretty big, isn't it?
It is. Election season is in full swing now. We have the August primary and November general election. Fort Gratiot has a couple things on the August ballot this year. We have an open Parks Commission seat. So that will be on the ballot. We're also doing a millage renewal request for our fire capital improvement fund. That was last approved in 2017. It actually goes through 2026. So we're renewing it a year early, but what we wanted to do was get it on to even number years ballots, rather than doing a special election. One, it saves taxpayers money because we don't have to pay for a special election. Two, turnout is better, so we get a better gauge of the actual feelings of voters in the township. So that millage is set at, it was set at 0.6 mils. So for every $1,000 of taxable value, property owners would be paying 60 cents. It works out to, about $60 for taxable value home at $100,000. It has been rolled back over the 10 years. So I think the renewal request is at 0.5843 mils, something like that. But that will be on the ballot in August. We use that to buy equipment that costs over $25,000 for our fire department. I know we've talked about it before. We have greatly expanded our fire department in the last several years. We've gone from a part-time paid on call to a full-time part-time department. We're staffed 24/7 now. We actually just hired six new full-time employees because we got a grant from the state to be able to do that. Right now, our big issue is updating equipment. Basically, we need new fire trucks. They are, most of them are way past their recommended life cycle. Just like about everything else lately, fire trucks have gotten super expensive in the last few years.
There's so much technology built into them, and they're big, and you're right. If you've priced a new car lately, you know how much that is. I can only imagine how expensive a new fire truck must be.
Yeah. Honestly, there's been a lot of grant money lately focused on equipment for first responders, so the demand is just crazy. There's only so many manufacturers of these fire trucks, and last time we looked at it, they're 2 to 3 years out if you order today to get delivery on it. So it is a long process, and really the prices have gone up about 50% since 2019-2020. So
why has it been important for the township, for Fort Gratiot Township, to expand the fire department by so much?
So, Fort Gratiot is expanding. We have a decent amount of facilities for retirees, which get a lot of medical calls. So in order to, serve our residents better and make sure that, when there's an emergency and you call 911 and you need first responders to be there, that we're able to get there as quick as possible.
You mentioned the August primary coming up, which seems like a long way away, but it's not. You got to get ready for that now. It feels like in recent years there have been more ways than ever for people to cast a ballot.
Definitely. That we will be doing the 9 days of early voting. All four precincts do early voting at the Township Hall. That will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. each day. You can come in and cast a ballot and feed it into the tabulator just like on election day. You also have the ability to get an absentee ballot. We have migrated. It used to be a permanent list for mailing out applications to everybody, and then the voter would send that back in to get a ballot. That has changed in the last few years, so now we have a permanent ballot list. So if you're on that list, we just automatically mail you a ballot. We do have some voters that used to be on the application list that didn't sign up for the permanent ballot list. For those folks, they're going to be getting a letter with an application saying, we're no longer automatically mailing out applications after this election. And if you want to be on the permanent ballot list, here's the box you need to check. So there, yes, definitely tons of ways to vote. Trying to make it as convenient, as accessible as possible. The state of Michigan's website, it's michigan.gov/vote, is the voter information hub. You can check, make sure you're registered, see if you're on the permanent ballot list. If you need to update your registration, you can do that. It'll tell you where your polling place is, what districts you're in, all that kind of good stuff.
And speaking of polling places, there will be some new precinct voting places this year, won't there?
Correct. We have done our best to get out of the schools. We got some feedback from parents, so we are moving the polling places out of the schools. We're going to be sending out new voter information cards to all of the voters that are impacted. So that those should go out in the next week or so.
Very good. Road work. There's some road projects that are pending, I think, in Fort Gratiot.
Yeah. So this year we have a couple of decent sized projects. The big one is going to be they're finishing up the repaving of Craft Road between Parker and State Road. And they're also putting in what's called a mini roundabout at the intersection of State and Craft. Mm-hmm. That was tentatively scheduled for June, but I believe they've bumped that back a little bit. So we will update everyone as soon as we have more information on when that's going to start. We will put that on our website and social media. MDOT indicated the roundabout work's probably going to take a month. So that entire intersection is going to be shut down. Even emergency services won't be able to make it through for a few weeks.
Yeah.
The other big project we have is we're doing some repaving work in the Old Farm subdivision. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a bit of a headache for residents there as well. But definitely that road, those roads need a little bit of work. So.
Summertime?
Yep.
Road work time.
Construction season.
Indeed. All right, Bob. Thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Bob Eichler, the township clerk from Fort Gratiot Township. Let's check weather real quick.